I suppose it would be a big game in Gilworth history, and I think that shows throughout the parish now. And whenever you drive through the town, the green flags are everywhere. And over the Christmas break there, everyone was talking football, so you can just feel a real sense of excitement in the parish. And yeah, I think it's fair to say that it could be one of the biggest games of club's history.
And tell me, I spoke to Mervyn about this, and he spoke about the difficulty of preparing, you know, of managing a situation where you were going to be, what, 11 weeks, I think, without a competitive game from your Ulster final to your All-Ireland semi-final. And he spoke about the difficulties that, you know, the management had. How do you feel the players handled it? How was it for you?
It is tough, Tom. There's no, I'm not going to be there in the bush now. It was tough. We weren't in this position before, and I suppose that's where Cara Flynn has the upper hand in this Gilworth team. They've been in this position this last couple of years. But Michael Boyle, that's his expertise in sports science, and we took a wee break after the Ulster final. We regrouped before Christmas. We'd done a bit of condition work. And we just kind of laid it all in Michael Boyle and Mervyn's hands. I suppose we have to trust in them lads. They haven't let us down all year. But personally, out in the training field, you feel good in the lads. Looking at the lads, it feels sharp. But as you said, it is tough mentally. And I suppose we're not going to know until Saturday. And I suppose them, if everyone will see then, yeah, if we're ready or not.
Yeah, because it is nearly like starting all over again. You know, you had the situation in Donegal where you were literally out every week, and then you went into Ulster. It was nearly every second week. I think there may be 1 3-week break, but there was great continuity, you know. And when you're winning, it's important to keep it going, isn't it?
100%. I think that was massive for us in the county championship now. I think we really benefit from it. I suppose a big panel as well helps. We enjoy playing the week on week, Tom, and I think every other player this year in the Donegal Championship would agree with me. There's nothing better than playing games and getting momentum and getting confidence. And it was the same through Ulster. It was every fortnight, and it was a great system now. And now, I suppose, as you say now, 10-11 week break, it's hard to know what to do within them 10-11 weeks. And so, yeah, that's the challenge that we've had. That's the biggest challenge for the club, is trying to gauge where we're at in them 10-11 weeks. We've had a few friendlies, but it's hard to judge off them also, Tom, how good the opposition were, how good we were. So as you say, yeah, that's the main difficult thing, and that's the upper hand that Cara Flynn will have on the Gilworth team on Saturday now.
What's your feeling on it? Do you feel, you know, how does it compare to, say, leading up to the Ulster final or the Donegal final?
I think there's both great sense of excitement. All the lads are saying we're 60 minutes away from Croke Park, and I suppose, I know it's an old cliche, but it's just one game at a time, and it's just another game for us. That's the way we took the Donegal Championship, we took the Ulster Championship, and if we go out and deliver our performance that we're capable of, Tom, we know that we can compete with the top teams. But if we go out and give our performance, Tom, and if Cara Flynn can still manage to beat us on the day, then fair play to Cara Flynn. So that's all we can do. We can just really focus on ourselves, and if we can deliver that performance, if it's good enough, then we're in Croke Park. But if not, Tom, we can hold our heads high and say we gave it our best shot.
Is there a tendency to feel maybe that this is bonus territory?
Well, we said that in Ulster too. You know, just it is a bit of bonus territory, lads. Whatever we get now is a bonus, because at the start of the year, I suppose every Donegal team sets out to win the Dr. Maguire. It's such a hard championship to win. And no, I think we're just going to take it as any other Ulster championship, Tom. And as I said there, I know it's a cliche, but if we can deliver the performance we're capable of, Tom, that's all we're focusing every day we go out, every training session, no matter where we end up, we just focus on ourselves and trying to deliver that performance. And if that performance is good enough, then that'll take us to Croke Park.
And tell me, obviously, you had that terrible tragedy over in your neck of the woods a couple of weeks ago with the death of your playing colleague, Micheál Rorty, and obviously John Harley and Daniel Scott and Sean Harkin. As I say, Micheál was a playing colleague of yours, would have come up along probably with an older age group than you, but would have played with you at the same time. How has that affected preparations?
Well, it's hard to sum that up in words, Tom. Football comes second, you know, and that's just the bottom line. There's no point saying otherwise. Cara Flynn was in the... It was far from our thoughts this time, maybe once the tragedy happened. Our thoughts and prayers were just with their families that time, and they are up until now. And yeah, Micheál Tramon was the Saturday morning before, and the character Micheál was, he still had that smile on his face. And when we heard that news, the whole team and the whole parish was shattered. And everyone, I've heard of people saying to me it'd be nice if he could win it in Micheál's name, but it'd be unfair to do that and put that pressure on ourselves, and it would be unfair to say that. So we regrouped as players after the Thursday, that horrible day of the funerals, and we just said, listen lads, all we can do now is go out and deliver a performance Micheál will be proud of, because Micheál is a proud Gidor man and his family are proud Gidor people, and hoping now that we can just go out and put a performance that has himself, Micheál, would be proud of, as we call him Roycey, and his family would be proud of, Tom, and that's all we're focusing on.
Tell me, Corrifin, the reigning All-Ireland champions, traditionally a team that's been around the All-Ireland series for quite a few years. You're down in UI in Galway. I know it's only kind of post-grad, but at the same time, you're down there. Do you get to meet any of them? Do you know any of them? Do you know anything about them? Are you sussing out any information on them?
Well, if you look through their team sheet, I don't think you have to do much, and you don't have to do much investigation on them now. If you look through their team sheet, Tom, they're a star-studded side, from their goalkeeper right up until they're probably number 25, 26 on the squad. But no, as any player is, I do be keep my head down, but I do be asking a few questions, and the answers I'm getting back is, yeah, they're a real quality side. Their level of professionalism is top-notch. They're on their club side like a county squad. And no, it's hard to get a bit of information on them now, but I've been keeping my head down and asking a few questions, and as anyone would do. But no, but sure, Tom, listen, everyone knows the quality of Corrifin, and I suppose these days it's not hard to get video on opponents. Their games are obviously TG Carr there, the Connacht final and whatnot. I watched that game myself, and no, they're a star-studded side, and as I said, it's going to take one of our best performances if we're going to come out on top.
And what's the mood now ahead of, what's your gut feeling ahead of the semi-final? As you said earlier, you know, you do believe if you play to your potential, you're good enough to win. Is there a good feeling there that, you know, that performance is there?
Well, if you look back to our Ulster games, I suppose apart from the first game against Antrim, if you look at the Cross McGlenn game, we had a great performance that day, and then the Scotstown game, I suppose, we won differently. That's the one thing with this Gidor team, that no one day you go out, we play the same style, or it just depends on the opposition, and whatever Corrifin throw at us, we're hopefully adapt, and yeah, we're just comfortable with whatever they throw at us. And even at training there is a buzz back around the training field, you could sense it there at the weekend. And no, I suppose we've been growing up watching these All-Ireland semi-finals, and I suppose as young lads are just happy to be there, Tom, and it could be a good thing about it as a young fellas, we don't think too much about the where we're at, we're just thinking for another football game, and that could work in our favour, hopefully.